Those who advocate the participation of believers in war like to base their opinion on verses from Romans chapter 13. Among other things, it says, "Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for they do not bear the sword in vain." Romans chapter 13, verses 2 and 4. It is said that we must obey the authorities even when they call us to arms. The possible killing associated with this is not contrary to what we find in the Sermon on the Mount and elsewhere. These passages deal with our personal behavior in everyday life. But when we serve in an army, we use the sword of the authorities, which God has not given them in vain. The sword of the authorities. There is no doubt that death can be a state retaliatory measure. Since Noah's time, murderers are to be killed. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. But this is precisely where we get to the heart of the problem. The sword is explicitly directed against a murderer, whose guilt must, of course, be clearly proven. And that is not the case in war. The other soldiers cannot be regarded as murderers across the board, and the civilian casualties that always occur in modern warfare certainly cannot. Let's assume that a Christian is a police officer. He receives orders to go immediately to a pedestrian zone. There, he finds a gunman shooting people in rows. He fires at the mass murderer, and the latter collapses dead. Even though no one would want to be in such a situation, this would be a legitimate use of the sword. This is very different from a Christian having to fight against the supposedly evil people of another country. Furthermore, it must be remembered that the authorities only have authority over the inhabitants of their own country. The sword should not be used across national borders, because it cannot be used to exact targeted retribution there. The Christian and the military John Nelson Darby once said, "It is clear to me that a Christian who is free in his actions could never be a soldier, unless his standards were very low and he was ignorant of the Christian position. But suppose someone is forced into military service, perhaps under threat of death, as was the case with the Nazis. In that case, it is certainly a personal matter of conscience how strongly one emphasizes the negative side of war, but a Christian will certainly try, if at all possible, to stay out of active combat. The true struggle of the Christian. A Christian is a pilgrim and a stranger on this earth. His citizenship is in heaven, and his homeland is not to be found in this world. Therefore, it cannot be his civic duty to defend his homeland with weapons. Why would anyone be so foolish as to risk their life for a country on this earth? A Christian's battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. He fights the good fight of faith. Romans chapter 13 tells us precisely what weapons we should take up. They are the weapons of light. Romans chapter 13, verse 12.